WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, Mike Dubosky. They're still at it. The House Rules Committee meeting for more than 8 hours today, gaveling in at around 1 o'clock this morning, debating whether to further the GOP tax plan. It all comes as we're also learning Jerry Connolly has died of cancer. The 75-year-old Democrat recently stepped down from the top Democratic role on the House Oversight Committee. The House chamber holding a moment of silence after learning of his passing.
Oh, no.
To stop and say a prayer for his family.
It also changes the math in Congress somewhat. Republicans now hold a 220 to 212 edge over Democrats, making a majority 217. That means Speaker Mike Johnson can afford just 3 nay votes when passing legislation. More than 65,000 people from Missouri to Georgia are without power today after severe storms. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Milk from Wisconsin farms will now have to be tested for the H5N1 virus or bird flu. The tests are a new requirement from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and could get underway later this week. Adam Brock from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture.
Roughly, you're looking at about 1,250 samples a week once we get rolling. So there will be a ramp up so that we have time to just make sure that we're getting samples in. There's no issues with the process.
Brock says these tests are important to keep the milk supply safe. If the virus is found, pasteurization will kill it and the milk can still be used commercially. Those test results will also help with treatment for the cows infected. The CDC has identified multiple cases where humans got bird flu from dairy cows. The first was over a year ago in Texas. And Wisconsin lawmakers are considering regulations on AI images. And it passed the state Senate with a bipartisan unanimous vote. But Congress is working on its own law that could ban all these regulations in the first place. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Sharing AI-generated deepfake images could soon be a felony in Wisconsin. The state Senate approved a measure in a unanimous vote last week. The senator who authored the bill says the law is needed to keep up with technology and to protect people from harassment and intimidation. The bill now moves to the assembly for further debate.
Meanwhile, Congress is considering a bill that includes many of the priorities for President Donald Trump. And in that bill, Republicans added a provision that would ban states from attempting to regulate AI for 10 years. More than 100 organizations have signed on to a letter to Congress saying not allowing states to implement and enforce their own laws on AI could cause harm. Trump has already rolled back some AI rules put in place by former President Joe Biden. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Another win for Logan Henderson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 thanks to right-hander Logan Henderson, who pitched 5 scoreless innings. That's Henderson's third win in a row. In his first 3 starts, a new franchise record.
It's been really cool. I'm glad I could go out there and give the boys a chance to win today. And they got some runs on the board early, and I'm super grateful to be here. And I know every 6th day or 5th day when I toe the rubber, my job is to give the boys a chance to win, and that's about it.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bucks GM John Horst expected to meet in Milwaukee. Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski says the team's owners are not interested in a rebuild right now.
John Horst just got a contract extension. Now it's business in the purest sense, and it's about not having an empty Fiserv Forum with a new hotel going up, with Deer District trying to get those restaurants rooted in, right? They can't have and don't want 3,000 people.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with some off and on rain today. We could end up with another quarter inch or even a little more in spots by the time things wind down tonight. High today, low 50s. Tonight we're going to drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow becoming partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temperature 44.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome artist and co-director of the Door County Contemporary Art Fair, Shane McAdam. And Travel Wisconsin's senior communications specialist, Logan Rogie, talks about upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I'm not even mad anymore about your complicity in this administration's destruction of U.S. global leadership. I'm simply disappointed. And I wonder if you're proud of yourself in this moment when you go home to your family, because I've always found you, Senator Rubio, to be a bipartisan, pragmatic partner, a true believer that the U.S. is stronger when we lead with diplomacy and development. You have a strong record on this, but I don't recognize Secretary Rubio, a stalwart support of Israel. You've watched this administration abandon Saudi normalization with Israel in order to pursue business deals.
Thank you. Oh, Senator Jackie Rosen pulling the mom card on Marco Rubio. Yes, very nice. All right. Speaking of awesome women, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass joins us now. Good morning, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Good morning to you, and thank you for having me on.
Good to see you again. So let's talk about some, obviously, things we've been talking about out here in California. You have issued an executive directive to support local film and TV industry. This is so interesting, making it easier for studios and independent producers alike to shoot movies, TV shows, commercials here in L.A. Your directive lowers costs, streamlines city processes for on-location filming, increases access to iconic city locations, including Griffith Observatory. Oh, no, wait, I live near there, so let's take that one off the list because it'll be too much traffic. But anywhere else is fine. Port of L.A. So, obviously, you know, Trump, as he usually does, says something, you know, punitive, like, oh, we're going to 100% tariff the movie industry. He's all sticks and no carrots. This, to me, seems like a much smarter, better idea, because we do want to incentivize people to shoot here, right?
Well, absolutely. And my general belief in how you put policy together is you go to those who are most affected and say, what is it that you need? So I have worked with the industry for a long time, been a long-term advocate of the tax credits. As a matter of fact, I was involved in the first tax credits that went in place around 2009 or 2010 during the time I was speaker, working along with then Assemblymember Paul Krikorian. And so I am supporting, championing, and advocating for the tax credit on the state level, but I reached out to a number of representatives of the industry and said, okay, we're going to support Sacramento, but what is it that you need here? And so those lists of items that are a part of my executive directive came directly from the industry. These are specific things that would help us film in L.A. and would help us immediately.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a political question,
And
sure.
Delicate political question. And you will answer it like a politician, as I'm sure you are a good one.
That's right. Thank you.
But I know you've renewed your call to on the state legislature to pass Governor Newsom's proposal to make investments in the state film tax credit. So here's the thing, Mayor. I've been a fan of Gavin Newsom for a long time. You know, I'm a gay person. Back in his early support of gay rights, I worked with him in the Current TV. I feel like people feel like he is putting his finger in the wind politically and trying to move to the center and, you know, in some cases throw trans people under the bus. I also, you know, when Trump came out and said, oh, we're going to 100% tariff movies, he's like, oh, yes, let's work together, Mr. President. I don't think Democrats, Mayor, our base, wants people to try to work with Donald Trump. I understand your position if you're in state or local government that you have to some degree.
Right.
But your idea and Governor Newsom's idea is not at all Trump's idea. So, you know, I think a lot of us don't want, you know, people to work together with the Trump or Republicans to get us closer to fascism than we already are. So when he comes out with a dumb idea like let's 100% tariff movies, right, it's on us to say that's a dumb idea. Your idea is let's incentivize people to stay here. He wants to, just like when he opened the water and flooded us, he just hates us because we didn't vote for him. He's right. It's like he's not on our side. It doesn't feel like to me. Talk about that a little bit and how you navigate.
Sure. You know, a couple of things. One, I think that one of the things that always happens when he comes out with a big edict is that we don't really know what he means.
Yeah.
So, for example, 100% tariff on films that are filmed overseas, is he talking about our companies? Is he talking about a company from, you know, Italy, their foreign film? Is that what he's talking about? So I think that is part of the challenge. But you're absolutely correct. Yes, I do work with the administration. For example, in the disaster that we had in January, you cannot overcome a disaster like that without support from FEMA and without support from the Army Corps of Engineers. And, you know, surprisingly, they have been supportive. We've been able to clear the first and second phase of removing the debris and all of that at record speed because of that. But you never quite know from one day to another. I was just reading an article this morning about Missouri and Arkansas, both red states, both have been denied federal assistance.
I just was going to bring up, I guess if we can say one thing's bipartisan, it's their incompetence in terms of, you know, red states. They haven't seen FEMA. They're, you know, Governor Beshear's on TV last night. They're begging for help. So even red states can't seem to get help.
You know, well, and you're talking about Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah.
Who was his press secretary and whose father is the ambassador to Israel. I do think she was finally approved, but she was denied the first time. I think she was even denied the second time, but then most recently they've approved it, but it was a couple of months late.
And
so now, of course, what happened in L.A. happened January 7th. So our approval was under the Biden administration. But another example is Biden did something unusual. FEMA usually reimburses cities at 75%. Under the Biden administration, he raised that to 100% reimbursement.
Yeah.
The Trump administration has not changed that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the other thing is, red state or blue state, Mayor, you shouldn't have to grovel and kiss someone's ring to get the help that all Americans deserve and that we paid our taxpayer dollars for. You know, so but, the fact that the president hasn't even said anything about all these people killed in tornadoes and, you know, he's too busy, you know, bashing Biden. I mean, it's so let me talk about another.
But I do have to share this with you.
Yeah.
When I was there, I watched my colleagues who were Republicans deny disaster aid to their own districts, to their own districts, because they philosophically believe that if you're going to receive any kind of aid, you also have to do cuts. It was incredible.
Yeah. I do have to get your take on the Biden book and this whole, you know, I can't believe there's just, this is like an actual headline in our country. Trump ally says Biden is not going to recover after cancer diagnosis.
Wow.
Making it, you know, part of the cover-up, part of this, that, whatever. Mayor,
that's,
I'm just, and I know you were, you know, in consideration for on the vice presidential shortlist. Go ahead. I've said enough of my thoughts about this book all week. You go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think that's such a sad way to talk about the situation that our former president is in right now. I haven't read the book, but, you know, I mean, I interacted with the president, obviously, sporadically. I never saw what is being talked about. But I just think it's a sad moment right now. And yeah. I do hope that he recovers. I know prostate cancer, even though it has metastasized, can also progress very slowly and can be treated, not cured, but treated with medicine. So yeah. I can't think of anything other to say than to wish him and his family well at this time.
I mean, this is our friend Brian Tyler Cohen said, Republicans are about to strip 13.7 million Americans of health care. So does anyone know where I can find some nonstop coverage about the previous president being old? I mean, this is where we're at with our media. Just to go to our point about disaster relief, since you just went through it in L.A. here. Governor Beshear went on CNN to talk about devastating tornadoes that just hit his state. The anchor said, I also have to ask you, have you heard about the news of today, which includes this book written by my colleague Jake Tapper, trying to get his state some help where people are devastated and have died from these tornadoes? I mean, this just sort of sums up everything about where we are, doesn't it?
It really does, and it's so sad because, you know, you don't know. I mean, disinformation, lies, misinformation, it's all, you know, there's no such thing as facts anymore.
Yeah.
When people feel the freedom to openly lie, it makes no difference.
Secretary Pete said that the other day, Mayor, and I thought that was so dead on. He said, we may have shared values. We don't have a shared set of facts. And,
right.
You know, that's our challenge. I mean, so you've kicked off the Shine LA program, which includes dozens of locations, thousands of residents across LA coming together to clean up streets, plant trees, prepare LA ahead of the World Cup and the Olympic Games. Are you concerned about a lot of these Trump administration policies that are provably stopping people from wanting to come to the United States? Are you concerned about the impact?
Well, I am, but again, I would describe it as the main thing I'm concerned about is the uncertainty, is that you just don't know. I do know that all the indications from the administration right now, especially in regard to the Olympics, is very, very, very supportive, and I believe the same thing will be in the World Cup, but here's the issue, immigration. You're going to have people in a little over a year coming from all over the world. What will the visa application process be? Will there be enough staff, you know, considering that Elon Musk cut the staff to the State Department and other federal agencies? So it's the uncertainty again.
Yeah. I know, I guess we talked about this last time, but just in terms of Trump's sort of policies or vindictiveness, they're always about states' rights. And then how was he able to flood our Central Valley? He was ordered them to, you know, open up the water, which, as you know, doesn't even reach L.A., and the fires were already out by then. But now we're going to probably have trouble in the summer when the farmers need the water, aren't we?
Right. I think it was mixing up all kinds of issues. Yeah. And maybe it was a lack of awareness that water doesn't reach L.A., that the fires were out, you know, by that time. But it's been an ongoing dispute about farmers in the Central Valley getting the water that they need for the crops.
Yeah.
That's been ongoing. That's been ongoing for decades and decades. And I think his reaction to that, you know, was a reaction in relation to the farmers. But for some reason, it was tied to LA.
Things are so simple when you're MAGA. For instance, the fires were caused because you're a black lady. Obviously, that's what I read in right-wing media.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I love every DEI. I love my DEI hire. I'm getting a mayor of LA t-shirt.
Thank you.
I love everything you're doing, except not Griffith Observatory. Too much traffic. Let's take that off the list. Also, I have some pothole stuff that I have to talk to you about. But listen, one thing I remember every time you're on, and that's...
I love LA.
Love our mayor. We'll see you next time,
Mayor
Bass.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Here she goes, our rock star mayor. That's terrific, Bass.
Yes,
I did it.
It's terrific.
Every year, I've said it for 25 years. I have to keep saying it. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. Jody has it. Just everything, Jody. Just do it. I'm telling you, she's smarter than the rest of us. Okay. The FBI calls it house stealing. It's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. Let me ask you, when's the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is derp. Never. That's what scammers are hoping on, are counting on. That's why we trust Home Title Lock here at the Stephanie Miller Show. $1 million, a triple lock protection. That's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property. Urgent alerts if there's any changes. If fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team spends up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. Here's what you get. I've teamed up with them. I can get your free title history report. You can find out if you've already been a victim. Get access to your personal title expert, a $250 value, all just for signing up. That's type the code Stephanie250 into HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code is Stephanie250.
I am shocked. Well, not that shocked.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, Memorial Day isn't just about barbecues and sunshine anymore. CB Distillery is having a massive Memorial Day sale. Right now, save up to 40% statewide when you use the code VIP. It's the perfect time to stock up and get summer ready with natural solutions for better sleep, less stress, and pain after exercise. Look, there's a lot of junk CBD out there, but CB Distillery is different. Their hemp is grown right here in the U.S. It's third-party tested, free from artificial dyes and fillers, just clean, powerful, plant-based relief. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. And they have solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise. They even have something for pets. My Bonnie and Clyde love it for grooming day. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. Now's your chance to stock up and save during their Memorial Day sale. Save up to 40% off with the code VIP. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is VIP. CBDistillery.com. Type in VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Madison, get ready to sizzle. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Eastdown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere. Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Since 2005, the state of Indiana allowed voting-eligible students to use their student IDs to vote. April 16th, Governor Mike Braun signed SB 10, which included banning the use of student photo IDs for voting without any evidence of misuse. That law is headed to court. The bill's sponsor said in a January statement, "There has been a growing concern about election security in recent years, and it is our role to ensure our voter identification process is secure and accurate." There are over 436,000 college students in Indiana and additional voting-eligible high school students. In Bloomington, home to Indiana University, two-thirds of student voters use their student ID to vote. The Conservative Heritage Foundation's own voter fraud website shows only 59 voter fraud convictions of any kind since 2003, none of which appeared to be student voters, though ironically one conviction was a former Indiana Secretary of State. The Indianapolis Capital Chronicle reports that Count Us In and Women for Change Indiana brought suit in U.S. District Court, calling the law a, quote, surgical attack on young voters and charging the law violates both First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights by creating a burden without justification. We have links to the suit and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin. So.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, that was terrific, Bass. Okay. Karen Bass, our mayor. Fantastic. You know what was, can I just say about actors' commitment back in the early SNL days that was the best? Like your mom's comedic commitment. Did you know that her mom is Carol Burnett? Okay.
What?
And also the first guest on Politics Bar, Jody's new podcast. Fantastic. I'm going to listen today. I haven't listened yet. I'm listening after this right of the show for my hike.
She's so weird.
No, we're thinking, so we were explaining it to Bella that Dan Aykroyd put an entire bass into a blender and he whips it up. But he actually drank nasty bass.
He did.
And then he goes, terrific bass. But I'm like, ooh, he drank it. Wow. Oh, the scales and everything.
He was an improv guy, so, you know.
That's how they did comedy back in the day. Yeah. Balls out. See Carol Burnett's physical comedy. Balls out. Balls to the wall.
Oh, no, the first time she had to jump through a window on the Gary Moore show.
Yeah.
Because they asked her, they're like, do you know how to do this? She says, sure, I know, of course I do.
Yeah.
So she jumps out the window during rehearsal, and there was a mattress there because...
Yeah, because from Once Upon a Mattress.
Well, no, but there was a mattress there.
Oh, different one.
And so she jumps up and goes, thanks for the mattress. And all the stagehands went, yeah, done this before, have we?
Pete in Wisconsin. Hello, Pete. Welcome. Pete. Hello, Pete.
Come on, Pete.
Pete.
Aw, man.
Pete.
Second day in a row.
Aw, man. Jennifer in Chicago. Hello, Jen.
Hey, you guys. That was fantastic bass.
Thank you. terrific bass.
I just wanted to piggyback on your comments because last night I was driving around and I heard that nitwit Jig Tapper on NPR, and it just made me want to vomit. And, I mean, I had it on for a split second, but I could hear his, like, cheesy, dramatic reading of his words saying he's watching Joe walk to the edge of the stage. Like, he's so caring and, like, shaken by this incident. And I'm like, why have you still... I mean, any decent person, number one, wouldn't have written the damn book, would have focused on other things like you had.
Hello, Bella, look alive over there.
Yep. We're good.
Sorry, Jennifer, there are not enough F-bombs to get through this particular period in our history. Speaking of Rude Pundit, I'm with him. He said it's easy to blame Biden for everything, but voters in 2024 had a choice between Trump and Harris, and most of them were a combination of delusional, apathetic, racist, sexist, and dumb that they voted for the guy who almost wrecked the country before. So I'm going to blame those holes, not Biden. Thank you. I mean, this is what I was telling Mayor Bass, Jody. It's just, they're really, you knew this would happen, that there's going to be a new layer of despicable. These are just two headlines this morning. Trump ally says Biden is not going to recover after cancer diagnosis. And Trump DOJ lawyer floats criminal charges for Jill Biden.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. It's like, seriously?
As I reported, this is Laura Loomer, the despicable Laura Loomer. As I reported several months ago, Biden's been terminally ill for a long time. You don't...
No. And he's not necessarily terminal
right
now.
It's just been kept a secret. He won't be alive much longer, in my opinion. He and his family are announcing this now to make people feel bad, since there's a book coming out about his mental decline and the cover of how sick he's been these last 4 years. She's so despicable and knows nothing about any of this. Everyone is saying they hope Biden recovers, she said. He's not going to recover. Well, that's nice,
isn't
it? That's
sweet of her.
Yeah. We need to have a conversation about how the media lied to all of us, and we had an illegitimate, terminally ill occupant of the White House for over a year. She called out Jill Biden on whether she should be charged with elder abuse. Normal people would go to jail for this, by the way, she said. Will we ever get our humanity back, ever? A former Fox News contributor turned Trump administration DOJ lawyer has suggested Jill Biden should be charged for elder abuse. Again, this is part of the whole. Oh, Leo Terrell, that whole. I worked with him at KBC. He wrote elder abuse, criminal charges. A flurry of conservative accounts piled onto Terrell's tweet, some even crying treason.
Trump, meanwhile, fanning the flames of the Biden family pylon because, of course, he is, because he's the most despicable human in the world. 29 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance, next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The number just keeps getting higher. The National Weather Service has confirmed even more tornadoes hit Wisconsin last week as they surveyed the damage from that big storm system. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo tells us more.
The National Weather Service Milwaukee confirms 7 tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin. This puts the state total at 12 tornadoes occurring on Thursday, May 15th. The newest added to the list Monday were in Sauk and Columbia counties. Rock Springs was given the strength rated at an EF0 with 70-mile-per-hour winds. It wasn't on the ground long. The other was in Portage and rated an EFU. Yep, you heard that right. That means unknown. The National Weather Service thinks it went through only a marsh and no damage was done. They say multiple videos and calls reported a brief touchdown along I-39, but surveys could not find damage along any roadways, suggesting a touchdown may have happened in the Baraboo River Waterfowl Production Area or Pine Island State Wildlife Area. Ratings for twisters are based on the damage seen. That's how the meteorologists are able to determine wind speeds of the tornado based on the damage. So when a tornado tears through a field, the strength can't be measured. A total of 4 EF2s ravaged parts of the state that night, and a total of 5 EF1s, 2 EF0s, and 1 EFU. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlo.
And it may get a little easier for some Madison schools to have substitute teachers. The Madison School Board approved a plan this week that allows them to hire 10 extra subs, and those 10 subs can only work at the 10 schools that often have the hardest time finding them. They still have to decide which 10 schools will have access to these extra subs. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with some off and on rain today. We could end up with another quarter inch or even a little more in spots by the time things wind down tonight. High today, low 50s. Tonight, we're going to drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow, becoming partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine,
what is
she's
wrong
obsessed
with, her?
With a man in uniform?
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes? What? Hi, what's on there? What?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're
sure.
Here.
Yeah.
The truck's
the
here. Bring the kids.
Yeah. The fire yeah. people.
What's the matter? They've got very big hoses that they have to lift, and they're very heavy.
Yeah. Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be on location at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn in Dane County, talking plants and Badger Honor Flight. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
Why I made sure that I showed video footage of Representative McIver very calmly telling them why she was there. And frankly, it is sad that we do have to go through this kind of political theater because, listen, we all know what it is. That's why they hired everybody from Fox News, because all they're trying to do is put on for a show. This is not the Apprentice show. This is supposed to be about the American people, and I want us to start to refocus our attention on the American people and stop demonizing every daggone person that ends up in custody of ICE, because they are not necessarily demons just because ICE decided to round them up.
Thank you, Jasmine Crockett. If I can't get the vaccine, I want at least a little Jasmine Crockett in my veins. More, please. Please,
this
sir.
Administration is criminalizing legislative oversight, and the Republicans on this committee are helping them to do so. Rep. McIver didn't engage in interference. It was ICE that engaged in interference while members of Congress attempted to conduct legitimate oversight of ICE facilities.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Rashid said, fascism is when you charge an elected black congresswoman for her quote-unquote crime of conducting oversight of an ICE facility as her job requires of her, but pay $5 million in reparations to the family of a white supremacist insurrectionist for getting killed while trying to violently overthrow the government. Mm-hmm. This isn't ancient times. This is America 2025. Thank God for the Jasmine Crocketts of the world, mm-hmm. right? All right, we are away. Oh, Chris Lavoie, who is, he's screening calls today for Krista, feels the need to fact check us from far away. Dan Aykroyd did not drink the Bass. They cut away to Lorraine Newman drinking a separate glass, and then she says that's terrific Bass.
Yes.
Get a hobby, Chris. Get a job. Oh, you have a job. All right.
Yeah, you don't want him to quit.
All right. Ooh, pardon me.
That was a good one, though.
All right. Thank you. We've been talking all morning about the COVID vaccines. We are awaiting Malcolm, but someone tweeted we're entering an era where we're going to have to lie to survive. It can only get the COVID vaccine if you have another medical condition. A condition. A pharmacist can't access your medical records. Most of them aren't going to care. Say you're obese. Say you're diabetic. Say you have high blood pressure. Just lie and get it and survive until the next administration. The honor system is shut down until further notice. I mean, isn't that a sad fact, right?
Yeah.
Jillian says, sure was a short trip from you can't tell us what to do with our bodies and force us to vaccinate to we're going to tell you what you can do with your bodies by refusing to let you vaccinate. And one last one, L.A. says the FDA is probably going to ban all vaccines soon. So I'm sure Jake Tapper's somewhere working on an expose of Fauci. We live in the stupidest timeline.
I know.
Oh, thank God he's here.
We can dance if we want to. If we don't, somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles.
Sideways.
I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. we can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, that's the Malcolm Nance. It's the Malcolm Nance. Well, that's the Malcolm Nance.
Hiya, Malcolm Nance. Hiya.
Wow. Am I stepping back into the stupidest timeline ever?
Yes. Yes.
I'm 6 hours ahead of the stupidity, and I still feel overwhelmed by it.
Okay. Where do we even start? I saved this one from you. Oh. Art says, so, Donald Trump knows that Russia has been building up their military presence along the borders of Finland and Norway, but he doesn't care. He knows Putin won't stop at Ukraine. I mean, let's start with this subject. I had a very call with a very fine gentleman named Vladimir Putin. He actually said that.
Mm-hmm.
A very fine gentleman. Help me, Jesus. well, first off and foremost, we all have to remember that there is a senior subordinate relationship here that we need to take into account, and that Trump has always admired Putin, always will admire Putin, wants Putin's billions and hundreds of billions of dollars of oligarch money. The only problem is reality is getting in the way. And the thing that I'm starting to really feel Trump wants more than anything is that he thinks he actually can get a Nobel Prize out of this whole Trump, Russia, Ukraine thing. And that is where mental illness comes to the surface. Because he's not going to get nothing, no matter what happens.
This Middle East thing, he's like, oh, I got all these big deals, the best trip ever. And, you know, then we find out most of them, Biden already got those deals. before, you know, it's all about him. I mean, they're saying, like, Vietnam will probably get a tariff deal soon because he just got a golf course, a Trump something in Vietnam. And, you know, they're going to give Elon Musk what he wants, a Starlink thing. This is a big smash and grab. It's all it is.
Well, he had no problem with Jolani, the guy that was a member of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, who was actually killing American soldiers, when the guy came there in a suit and said he wants a Trump Tower Damascus.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's all you got to say to him, and he'll do that thing for you. He will erase your entire past. All you have to do is look like you should be in Mar-a-Lago, get your wife, you know, what do they call it, Mar-a-Lago face, Botox up, right? Get him out of the hijab and into some skimpy clothes, and he'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is for sale, and everyone is buying.
Let's talk about this as well. I saved a bunch of threads for you, et cetera. Let me see. We can afford $25 billion now and $500 billion total for a golden dome, but we can't afford Social Security, Medicaid, or universal health care. We can't afford SNAP or funds for scientific research. Make it make sense. Off Duty says, let me take a wild guess. This golden dome that is somehow going to cover the entirety of the continental United States from all the missile threats we currently face is going to include a lot of Tesla Starlink tech, and it's never actually going to be made, but they'll get paid nonetheless.
This is crazy.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's just effing crazy at this point. Let's just start calling this, people. This nation is at mortal danger from every person in the White House. They are pathological liars. They are stealing our money. They are literally starving children. They are taking away, they are destroying the science of America. They are getting rid of education. And look, I worked at a nuclear command post at one point. That you cannot stop 4,500 atomic bombs if they're launched at you. No one has ever, the last time we thought that we would have some sort of risk was in the late 1950s when Russian bombers could travel undetected towards the east coast of the United States. And we had missile sites, all of which are being sold now as survival bunkers to the pro-Trump people. There is no threat out there that we need any golden dome for. This is a boondoggle. It is pure theft. And Elon Musk is out there stealing our money, y'all. And we got to stand up against this.
He says he's done now. He's done enough. Yeah, you've done enough, right? Because, I mean, even Rand Paul.
Oh, but you hear he's coming after us? They're coming after us. Elon says, I'm coming after you, you people who destroyed Tesla.
Oh,
well, that sounds like my marching orders, right? I don't think Tesla's destroyed enough.
Yeah,
we got to get them out of government and all his stock. Is in Tesla. Tesla goes down, Elon Musk goes down.
One of the worst things about this administration is making us like Rand Paul.
Yeah.
And he
had Ben Shapiro.
Where did that go? We got to buy like a fruit basket for his neighbor now?
Senator Rand Paul recognized Elon Musk's goal wasn't to save Americans' money, but to eliminate oversight of his companies. Thank you.
Really?
I mean,
at
least say it out loud. Mm. You know, this was all about a cash grab for him and protecting his companies. USA Threads says, so the president walked into a wall. I don't know if you saw that yesterday. The HHS secretary doesn't know what habeas corpus is, and people who are under 65 but not high risk won't be able to get the COVID shot this fall. All of those should be a massive scandal, but in today's world, it's just Tuesday. Right.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden is still old is the top story. And, you know, and apparently hid his cancer is the next despicable layer of this. Right.
Guys, I'm sorry. Let's just put some things on the table. When we get hit with things like Jake Tapper's book. Right. It's your obligation to make sure it never reaches the New York Times bestsellers list.
Yeah.
Somebody recommended on my Twitter feed picking them up, dropping them into the fiction section, or better yet, mythology. This is disgusting. And you know what we're going to find out? We're going to find out when someone writes a book 2 years from now that Trump actually had, was actually mentally ill, was actually, you know, abusing something. And they're going to go, oh, well, I saved it for my book. I'm done with saving it for your book.
Thank you.
This needs to be, we need to be calling people out. And I'm sorry. People need to be punished for their attempts to profit off the destruction of the United States.
Yeah.
And if that's you, journalists, you think that you're going to go out there and you're going to attack Joe Biden, one of the most decent people to ever hold this office, and come out there and use the power of CNN, which, by the way, is mortally afraid of Donald Trump.
This is why it's so important. You support Malcolm Nance's Substack, mm-hmm. Randy Rhodes, Jody's new show, Politics.
You've got to go out Bob and support Seska, these independent media
show,
now.
Because, yeah, this one, T. Mitchell said, by the time the dust settles on all this chaos, educated Americans will have shifted where they get their news. They won't be returning to mainstream media because mainstream media dropped the ball on covering news this regime is doing its best to suppress. You kiss the ring, you deal with the result. Independent media is the future. They aren't owned by corporations who must make billionaires happy.
That's right.
And by the way, Malcolm, let's have a, because I know you're extra shouty as you always should be, but this is, this will not get covered anywhere. Democrat Sam Sutton has won New York Senate District's 22 special election by 33 points. Trump won this seat by 55 in 2024, meaning an 88% overperformance for Democrats. Mm-hmm. And yet all you're going to hear is Biden bad, Democrats suck, Democrats covered up, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, in Wisconsin, in place after place, we are actually winning, I think, Malcolm, we got to keep our head down, tune out this stupid book noise, right?
Let me help you. Okay. Even though I know that I told you guys that I launched a political action committee called FAFOPAC. Mm-hmm. I'm here to give you some news on the account of the No Kings Alliance, which is Indivisible and a dozen other groups. Hold the Line PAC, Tara Stepmeyer's, Seneca Project. All these groups have all now met June 14th. Your marching orders are that we are looking for half of the Kamala Harris voters.
Yeah.
Right? If you voted for Kamala Harris, June 14th is your one day you need to come out. That's 35 million people. There is going to be marches everywhere except Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
The keyhole, the primary march is going to be held in Philadelphia on June 14th.
Right.
To talk about our independence. That is the day you need to focus yourselves about coming out and showing your displeasure. This crazy bill is probably going to pass and gut Medicare. You need to come out. If there's a march in between now and then, you need to come out. This is it. You have a job now, and apart from the one that they pay you for during the day, your job is to come out and start marching like you're in a Paris trade union, right, which is everybody, and then you go out and get croissants and wine.
Okay. By the way, one last one. Black Cat says the Democrats forced Biden to drop out of the race because of signs of his cognitive decline, despite the obvious and real danger that Trump's election has ended America. How can there be a Democratic cover-up when they didn't cover it up? What the actual... Thank you. Where's the cover-up? And the media was relentless with the Biden is old stories. What effing cover-up are they talking about, Malcolm?
I'm going to take your advice, right? Because FAFOPAC, we don't give two flips, all right? I'm not even going to discuss this subject because I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I don't want to hear about Democrats in disarray. There was a cover-up. The man in office right now is mentally ill. He is in steep decline. He is literally, any of these things seen by any rational person, you would have said he is nuts.
Yeah.
And he is. And he is destroying the nation with his when he's not grifting and stealing money and giving money away to other billionaires. People, stop talking about the Joe Biden issue.
Yeah.
If you don't engage them on it, then they can't keep bringing it up. Start talking about June 14th.
There you go.
The day that we take the country back. No King's Day.
You would back away from Trump at any bus stop in America. Any sane person. And you're right.
Well, I would back away at the smell, but hey.
Hey! it's a poo joke. Okay, we love you, Malcolm Nance. Support his Substack and all his awesome work. We love
June
you, Malcolm.
June 14th, y'all.
Yep. All right. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Speaking of the democracy warriors, they are a phone company in the shape of a democracy warrior.
Right. Mm.
Okay. A lot of us, we want to stand with companies that stand with our values. People are switching to Credo Mobile because it's the only phone company that cares about people and the planet as much as you do. They've donated over $95 million to nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, ACLU, Transgender Law Center. Join today. You get everything you need. Dependable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, smart, easy way to make a difference. And it's so easy. You bring your current phone, bring your current number, and Stephanie Miller listeners, yeah. Get 25% off your service for 2 years. Just if you type in the code STEP25 at credomobile.com.
Oh, yes. Here she is. Stephanie Miller, host of the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah. We got the group at the house tonight.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religious, behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 today to learn more and become a member. Visit ffrf.us/freedom because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Miller to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts. But what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This portion of the show brought to you by my very not natural Vibrance. It's in a bottle.
It's in a
bottle. My Vibrance comes from my Vibrance.
It works for you.
Mm-hmm. Vibrance Super C Serum. Oh, my God. This is my favorite stuff ever, you guys. Ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducing. You can feel it going on. It smells all citrusy and fantastic. It has high-quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify, streamline your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and dark spots. Vibrance! Go now, won't you, to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Stephanie. 54 minutes after the hour, coffee with Carlos coming up. Oh, no, some more torturing of poor Bella with concert prices
Bella.
In the 70s. Oh, dear. Because we can't have nice things anymore. We can't have COVID vaccine.
No.
We can't have Norm from Cheers. No.
We can't have fun.
Robin says, good morning, ladies. I know this is late, but regarding concert ticket prices, when I was in high school in 1973, Aerosmith played in our field house. The price was $2.50
oh my
a ticket.
God.
I think I saw the Beach Boys for free on Maui.
Wow.
You might be able to afford the mini band, the mini Aerosmith.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. They're like a tribute band, right? I don't know if their tickets are also small. I love a good mini band. All right. And yes, rest in peace, George Wendt.
Yeah.
Right.
It's sad.
If only there was some place that America could go now, like a politics bar to hang out and, you know, where everyone knows your name.
Well, Lonnie did write our jingles.
Yes. Jody Hamilton, the host of the brand new politics bar.
That's come on in.
Remarkably like, oh, I know, Stephanie Miller's happy hour. Anyway, well, there's only one idea we've all... Cheers started it.
Yes, there you go.
But that was before we had Google, which, you know, that was bad news for Rick Santorum, as you know. So, yeah. Oh.
Sometimes you just can't go where everybody's Googled your name.
Oops.
And they all think you're insane.
Yeah.
You don't want to be where you're frothy and sweater vests are just lame. You don't want to be where everybody's Googled your name.
Yeah.
Seth, our homo of hope. Hello, Seth.
Hello, solo homo politics bar Jomo and Stella with a Beyonce dream. So first, everybody go out there and support Randy Rhoads. She's given so much. Yep. I'll tell you, when my mom was diagnosed with cancer in 88, like I always said, if the cancer won't kill her, the health organization she was in was going to kill her because it was just impossible. Yeah. But I want to talk
this,
about
this Biden bashing with the cancer diagnosis has gotten so personal for all of us. Jody's sister died of lung cancer.
Three sisters died of it.
Oh, my mom survived breast cancer. Yeah. Randy is now, as Seth is battling lung cancer. And so please support her Substack. And you know what? Just because they've lost their humanity doesn't mean we have to lose ours, Seth, right?
Absolutely. In fact, we have to double and triple our humanity. And with COVID, it's like they're questioning the value and the efficacy of the vaccine. Is it good? How about comparing the hundreds of thousands of people who died prior to the vaccine compared to now? If you get COVID, it's kind of just like a cold. There should be no question about it. Yeah. He wants to bring the pandemic back. He's already brought the supply chain issue back, the economy back of COVID. And now they're cutting all this funding to HIV research, AIDS research,
ALS,
and like in LA County.
Alzheimer's.
And so we're going to see the AIDS epidemic come back as well. My husband and I, we're doing our final AIDS bike ride from San Francisco to LA in 2 weeks. I mean, and it's just like, that's what they want.
I know. I hear you. Coffee with Carlos next. Sorry.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that the point of the Doge layoffs was literally to cause federal employees trauma? The truth comes out. We discuss next at 4 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology.
See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Zabuski. As lawmakers continue to debate whether to move Republicans' budget plan out of committee, we've learned that Democratic Representative Jerry Connolly has died. The 75-year-old had announced he'd be stepping down from his role on the House Oversight Committee after his cancer reemerged. The Trump administration is being ordered by a federal judge to maintain custody of some deportees.
The New York Times reports Judge Brian Murphy pressed the administration in a hearing on whether migrants were being deported to South Sudan without due process, which would violate an order issued in April. That order directed the administration to give migrants 15 days' notice to raise concerns about potential danger before deporting them to countries other than their own. Lawyers say at least 12 men were deported to South Sudan.
ABC's Lionel Moyes. Retailer Target reported a nearly 3% decline in sales in the first quarter. This is ABC News.